Hello?
Hi, sir. My name is Joe. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're doing a quick survey and would like to ask you a few quick questions concerning the problems that are facing the nation, state, and local communities. Am I speaking with Ramiro?
Yes.
Okay. Would you be so kind as to share some of your time and some of your opinions with us on a quick survey, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Give me a second. Let me just go ahead and get the survey started. Just a moment. This is Ramiro Serna Herrera, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay, now, first of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Now, I know that it's a long way off, right? This is the first question in the survey. What are the chances that you're going to vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think that you maybe will not vote?
50-50.
Okay. And what is your race?
My what?
Your race?
My race?
Do you consider yourself white, black, Hispanic, Asian, other?
Spanish.
Okay. And from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage to?
Colombia.
Colombia, okay, allow me a second. Let's see, Colombia falls in Southern America. Yes, it is. Allow me a second. Let me go ahead and record that. We thank you so very much for helping us with this research, sir. Okay.
No problem.
Now, what language do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
Would you say that it's always English, more English than
yes.
Spanish?
More English.
Okay. Okay, and now this next question is just to kind of see where all these answers are coming from, right? Would you be able to provide your year of birth, please?
My year what?
The year that you were born.
1982.
Okay. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100 is a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling towards, you know, the person. If you have no opinion or if you've never heard of them, you can also say that, right? I don't know the person.
Uh-huh.
Now, the first person is Bob Menendez. How would you rate him from 0 to 100?
50.
Okay. What about Phil Murphy?
I'm not familiar with him.
Okay. Would you say that you don't want to give a reply towards him or you've never heard of him?
No, I never heard of him. Maybe I heard, but I don't remember who's that.
Okay, that's a valid answer. Thank you, sir. What about Robbie Bala?
Never heard of.
Okay. What about Stephen Fulop?
That one either.
Okay. Tammy Murphy?
50.
Okay. What about Miss Andy Kim?
Never heard of that.
Okay. Have you heard? Oh, yes, you definitely heard of this one. Joe Biden.
That's complicated, but I say 50.
50, okay. What about Rob Menendez?
Rob Menendez, 50.
Okay. The next question will be, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
He tried to make the difference.
He tried to make a difference. Okay. I have recorded your answer. Let's see what the next question will be. We're already at 40% through the survey. Again, we thank you so very much for your time, okay? The next question
no
is,
problem.
Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as a member of Congress?
I disapprove.
Disapprove. Would you say that you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Yes, disapprove.
Correct, yes, disapprove. But somewhat or strongly?
Strong.
Somewhat, okay. Now, if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, Patricia Campos Medina, Andy Kim, who would you vote for?
Bob Menendez.
Okay, Bob Menendez. Okay.
Yes.
Now, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Robbie Bala, Rob Menendez, Cal Jacy, who would you vote for?
The same person, Rob Menendez.
Robin, okay, now, just so you know, Rob Menendez and Bob Menendez, that's father and son. This one here would be the son, Rob Menendez.
Yes, that's exactly.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for confirming that. Now, in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all, about Senator Bob Menendez? This is the father.
Not a lot.
Not a lot, okay. Now, how closely would you say that you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, the father? Very closely?
What?
Somewhat closely? Not too closely?
I see in the news all the time.
Okay, and so have you heard news about Mr. Bob Menendez?
Yes.
Okay, and would you say that you, when you hear it, do you pay close attention to it? Somewhat close attention, not closely, or not closely at all?
Not close.
Not closely, okay. Now, please, give me a second, let me go back to that one. I think maybe, not too closely, you said, right?
Yeah, not too close.
Okay. Keep that one. Okay, the next question will be, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. This is the son. These are statements that are going around, right? And let's see if you agree or disagree with the statements. The first statement is that there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Would you say that you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly. Okay. Uh-huh. The next statement is also about Mr. Rob Menendez. Yes, Rob Menendez. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, and not the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Would you agree to that or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you, sir. Next question or next statement is, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Next statement. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Do you agree to that or disagree?
Disagree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. The next statement and final one is that Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Did you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you, sir. We recorded that answer. We're already 60% through the survey. Again, thank you for your time, okay? Now, this next question it's a little long. I'm going to go ahead and read it to you, okay? All right, so I'm going to read to you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I would like for you to please tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. But, you know, the one that comes closest to what you feel. So, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even, I'm sorry, are you still with me, sir? Hello?